Local wrestling instructors felt the shockwaves of today's announcement. Here is Chris Gordon.
What do you think about this whole thing going on? It's like getting kicked in the gut, to be honest with you.
Completely disappointed and that they would even consider dropping a sport that was in the original Olympics.
That was Bob Anderson, a member of the 96 Olympic Games. The IOC decided to take wrestling off the mat. It wants to renovate the program and better focus on the 25 core sports. Gordon says the IOC commissioners have it all wrong.
I think in wrestling, it's never been about the money. And as far as the fame, the best you could do is probably the Olympics to that level. To go compete for your on behalf of your country with against another country, I think, is the ultimate.
Anderson has a hunch as to why the Olympics took down wrestling.
It's about money. And it's about politics. It's not about the purity of the sport.
While wrestling may not rack in the ratings, its niche is definitely vibrant in today's sports scene.
When you take a sport like this, which is on the rise, which is part of MMA and part of that whole genre out there, and say, well, we don't need it anymore. My question is, what's your agenda? What do we need then?
What does this all mean for the next generation of wrestlers? Chris Gordon heads a youth wrestling program in Torrance that gives kids perspective.
What I tell my kids now is nothing different than I've always told them. Wrestling really is about life. Wrestling teaches you how to fight and get off your back. Life is not perfect.
Today's news may have shut one door, but Gordon says it won't defeat a fighting spirit.
We're still going to be better off by wrestling than we would without experiencing it at all. So no matter what happens, we're still going to continue to wrestle.
The wrestling community is organized to protest the IOC move, even while they prepare for the wrestling competition at the 2016 Games in Rio. Evan Budrovich, Annenberg Radio News.